Hello, my dear church boys, and welcome back to yet another episode of St. Robert's Day Game and Dating Podcast. And in this podcast episode, we're going to be talking about how to know when you are in a day game conversation, whether that's on the street, grocery store, cafe, anywhere else, how to know that it's a good idea to go for a same day lay with this girl. What are clear signs that she could be down for some adventures? And just in case you don't know what a same day lay is, it basically means sleeping with the girl right after meeting her on the street. So you meet her on the street, you take her for a date then and there, and then you go back to your apartment, and well, the magic happens, and it's called the same day lay. And if there is a break between meeting the girl and going on a date, let's say you meet a girl, you get her number, then you go on a date with her later the same day, and then, well, the magic happens, and that's called a same day delay. Just a bit about the terms, because I know not everyone knows these things. In my private community, we were working with everything that happens after the hook point in a day game conversation, and we did quite a bit of work with same day lays. Because I realized that every high-level advanced day gamer has sort of developed a sixth sense where you can see a girl walking down the street, and even before opening her, you somehow know that I definitely have to open her. Like this could be a same day lay. Sometimes this happens even without seeing her from the front, just from the back. It's some sort of a very intuitive process, but I wasn't really satisfied with that, and I wanted to try to figure out, okay, what exactly are these things we notice, and try to put them in very specific terms. I invited three other high-level advanced day gamers to have this discussion about what it is that we notice, because we all agreed that yes, there is something, but it's very intuitive, and we were very skeptical about our ability to put this in concrete terms. But we were all very surprised when at the end of the conversation, we realized when we wrote down these things that we noticed, we wrote down the same stuff. Today, we will not be talking about everything that we learned in discussion. If you want to learn about all of these things, especially the things we noticed before even we opened a girl to understand, okay, this could be a same delay, then you can listen to the recording of the discussion we had that is available for members of the private community. You can join it by clicking the link in description. But today, I want to talk about part of that discussion, how we understand when we are talking to a girl that yes, this conversation could definitely end in the same delay. Mr. T, a very good black day gamer from New York City, had come up with four steps that are crucial to have same day lays. Four things that have to happen. Three of them have to happen during the conversation with a girl, and one of them has to happen before you even go out and start day gaming. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. This whole conversation assumes you're using London Day Game Model to talk to girls on the streets or something very similar. And I created a separate free video course with more than 20 videos teaching the exact model I teach my day game students. It's very similar to London Day Game Model. It's almost the same, but instead of a lot of copy-paste lines and canned material, I simply help people build their game around their real personality. And I will leave a link in description in case you want to go over that, just to be sure we are understanding each other here. And at some points, I'll be referring to my free dating guide, just because there are some things relevant to this conversation that I have explained in the dating guide, and I just don't want to explain them here. So you can, if you want to watch that, you can simply head over to daygamecourses.com and you'll get access to the course there for free, and it will teach you everything you need to know about what to do on a date, from kind of how to set it up, what type of venues to do, how to start touching the girl, how to start escalating, how to get to the kiss, how to pull her home, etc. And now let's get to the four things or four steps that have to happen to get a same day lay. I will use the acronym LEET, L-E-E-T. They are logistics, engagement, eye contact, and time. And the first step of LEET is logistics. Logistics simply mean you are prepared to have a same day lay when you are going out to chat to the girls. Because if you just go out and you start chatting to girls and you meet the right girl, then you might realize, oh, damn, my apartment is a mess. I can't pull. Oh, wait, I don't know where a coffee shop is nearby. I don't know any bars in this city. Like, I don't know where to go with this girl. I don't know know what to do. So you have to figure out your logistics before you even start your day game session. And this has to be done every time you go out because you never know when the next same delay is coming. First step of logistics, have your apartment ready. Your apartment has to be ready to go back with a girl every time you go out, even if you're just going to a shop. Let's say you meet a beautiful girl down near the grocery store just because you were coming out with your milk and you say, oh my God, she's beautiful, I have to open. And she fits all the other steps you're going to be talking about and you think, oh great, I'm going to go for a same delay. But your place is a mess and there is, stuff laying on the floor in your bedroom, dirty dishes in a sink and everything else. So I highly suggest you keep your apartment ready even when you're stepping out to get a beer, go get some groceries, etc. I had a case where I left my apartment to go out day gaming and I was sitting on a sofa in my apartment with a girl literally no more than 5 minutes later because as I was leaving my building, I opened the door and there was this beautiful, startled girl standing right in front of the door of the building with a flower in her hand, and she looked so confused. And I just started the conversation. 2 minutes later, I said, "Hey, let's go have a cup of tea. Like I live down there in the first floor, these doors." And we went. We had a cup of tea. Nothing happened, but it was just an example how I was stepping out, and just 5 minutes later, I'm already back in the apartment with a girl. You never know when it's going to happen. And another similar case was when I was coaching a student in Prague, Czech Republic. So we were all day gaming and he opens this beautiful Iranian girl and they go on an Insta date and they go on the next venue when it's going really, really well. And I message him, "Hey dude, like, how is your room? Is it ready?" Because I know he was messy. We were staying together and his room was always messy. And I said, "Oh no, my room is a complete mess." And I had to leave my student on a date, go back to the apartment, clean up his room a little bit just so that when he pulls this date, she doesn't see like socks and underwear laying all over the ground. And he ended up pulling, I don't remember if he got the same delay, but I remember that I went back, I found him, and he pulled that same delay to the apartment. And, you know, thank God we figured out that the apartment was a mess and that I had an opportunity to clean it up a little bit. And a few more things you have to think about when it comes to your apartment. Wine. Do you have wine or anything else in your apartment when you go back for one more drink? Well, do you actually have something to drink in your apartment? Next, always have condoms. Again, another story from Prague. I was coaching this dude and he opens a girl on the street and she's very receptive. They end up going on a night date. I'll tell you the venue later. It's a hilarious story, but they end up going on an instant date and he takes her to one more bar and that bar is in his building, like on like the basement level. There's a great cocktail bar and he's sitting on a sofa and chatting with the girl. And I'm sitting at the same bar. I'm sitting at a bar, like drinking whiskey and sending him messages. Start escalating, start touching her. Like, don't be afraid, just go for it. And I see she's very responsive to physical escalation, to touch. And I see it's really on, like she is ready to go back to his place. And I message him, "Hey dude, do you have condoms?" I says, "No, wait, what about back in your apartment?" "No, I don't have condoms." So even though I usually tell students when they come for coaching, like, be ready, have condoms, always have wine in your apartment. This dude didn't have condoms and I ended up paying my bill, going to the closest drugstore, getting condoms, calling him saying, "Hey, tell her you have to pick up this call. Come out on the street and then pick up your condoms." They gave him the condoms. He took the girl back to his apartment and on day two of coaching, had his first ever same delay. So always have condoms and have them on you when you leave the apartment because you never know where that same delay could happen. Maybe you end up at her place or somewhere else. And the last thing when it comes to having your apartment ready, whatever it is you are using to seed the pool or to suggest going back to your place, make sure that thing is prepared. And again, not to waste time on talking about these things. You can learn about seeding and what are good things that you can use to offer a girl come back to your place in my free dating guide on daygamecourses.com. Next step in logistics, time. It simply means you have time, you haven't planned anything later, you don't have another date, you're not, I don't know, you don't have a doctor's appointment and you don't have to go to work. Next thing when it comes to logistics, Know your venues for instant dates. So venues where you could go for a coffee, so a coffee shop or a beer, you know, like a bar. That's, and these places have to be very close to where you are approaching women. So literally no more than a few minutes away from where you approach her. And preferably something a bit more interesting than Starbucks, because, you know, it's always interesting to go with a tourist girl to some under the radar place that tourists normally don't know about. Just to make it a bit more interesting, make sure you don't fall in the guide of being the tour guide who's showing her around. You don't want to be that guy, but, you know, having a more interesting venue is always a great idea. And the reason this is important, because you might not know venues and you might go to a dumb venue. The same guy who got a lay, where I had to go and buy condoms for him, the same guy, when he approached this girl, we were in a street where we hadn't been before, and he said, "Oh, I know this really good place. Let's go for a coffee." And he just walks down the street and he says, "Yeah, it's this place. Let's go in." And he just points at a random coffee shop, at a random restaurant, walks in, and I start laughing outside because he just took a girl on an instant date to a Hooters restaurant. And the last thing when it comes to logistics, know your date venues. Insta-date venues is one thing, but you have to know venues on the way to your home, near your apartment or an Airbnb or a hotel if you are traveling. So, and you need to have several options, backup options, because sometimes venues are full, sometimes they're closed, sometimes they have private events. I've had a case where I went to three venues near my apartment, as it was supposed to be venue two. I went to three venues. One of them was closed, one had a private event, and I think two of them were closed and another had a private event. It was a Sunday, and then I was just lucky enough and the girl just agreed to go to my place because she saw all these places were closed. So not only you need to know one venue, but definitely have backup venues on the way to your apartment and close to where you're living. And I've explained what types of venues are good for the first bar you go to and for the second bar you go to in the dating course as well. And guys, this is all you have to prepare for logistics. I know it's actually quite a bit, but if you don't have these things ready, it's going to be much harder to get these same day LAs. I have heard so many stories of guys fucking up same day LAs just because they hadn't done their homework before going out day gaming, and I have fucked up some same day LAs the same way too. That's why I think logistics are so important, because I've made these mistakes. Step two of lead is engagement. She's very responsive. She's very into the conversation. It means she's very responsive. She is investing in the conversation. She's opening up. She's not trying to leave the conversation. There is a pause and you don't see her kind of half stepping away or starting to turn away. She's there to stay. She reacts well to a mini bounce. Let's say you are on a busy pavement and you say, "Hey, we're in front of people. Let's move closer to the wall." And you kind of step away and she steps with you. She moves wherever you moved her with you. Again, and I've explained this a bit more in depth in the free dating course. And number four, she is reacting very well to physical touch. So, and I only suggest using physical touch if you want to test for compliance. I do not suggest physical escalations or in general touching a girl in a set. It's not a good idea unless you are testing if she's compliant and if it's a good idea to go for a same delay. And you can use most kind of socially acceptable physical escalation moves that I've described on the dating guide on datingcourses.com. You can use most of them on a street setting as well. Just, you know, don't do any crazy stuff that would be weird, but you'll find the list there. And number five, she touches you. This almost never happens, but if she touches you, she is on. That's it for engagement. So basically, she's super responsive, reacting super good to everything, and then you can understand by the way she behaves that she likes you, she likes this conversation. Step three in lead is eye contact. This is hard to explain, but she's just melting and you can see it in her eyes. Once you see it a few times, you will start to recognize the look very fast. And very often, not always, but oftentimes this will happen not at the end of the conversation, but you'll see that look right after you open her. Maybe, I don't know, I don't want to give this a number, but you know, maybe half of the times you'll see that look later, but half of the times you'll see that right after you open her, she's already looking at you with his eyes, and she's really kind of happy you opened her and she liked you. And this, if this happens after an IOI indicator of interest, let's say she really checks you out when you were walking towards each other, she checks you out and you walk past her, you do like a London stop, you get in front of her, you do the open, and you can see in her eyes that she knew you were going to open. She's very receptive, and you can see her, kind of, she's very... It's a very positive feeling. It's a very positive vibe that she's giving away with her eyes. And the fourth part of lead is time. She has no serious plans. So she hasn't planned, doesn't have a dentist appointment. She doesn't have to go to work. She doesn't have university classes later, anything like that. And then meeting friends is a tricky one. If she's meeting friends later, but she really, really likes you, she might flake on those friends, but other times she will not flake on those friends. So it's kind of tricky. But I remember once, and this was my first same delay. I opened this Taiwanese girl, and she was going to this posh grocery store which had a sale to get a pasta sauce out of all things. And I opened her there, and it went very good. Like, all the steps of lead were there, and I thought, okay, this is I have to go for an instant date. This could be my first same delay. And she said she has to get a pasta sauce. And I said, yeah, well, it's still going to be there later. Don't worry about it. Let's go for da-da-da, whatever. And we ended, I don't remember if we went for a coffee or for a beer, but that was my first same delay ever. And another example of time is I remember opening this beautiful but very confident girl. She was walking somewhere very confidently, and I opened, and it went great. All the steps of lead were there, but she was on her way to a job interview. So I thought, oh my God, this is such a great opportunity for a same day late. This would be so bad to miss, but she was on her way to the job interview. So there is not much I can do. But I took her number, and I actually met her later the same day, and it ended up being a same day late. When you see all four of these things align, when you figure out your logistics and she's engaging very well in the conversation, and you can see in her eyes that she likes it, she's on, like, it's happening, and she has time, she has no strict commitments, no strict plans, you have to go for an eye date to try to get a same day late. It was very interesting to see that we all agree on what has to happen in the day game set to know that, okay, this is a good opportunity for a same delay. But that was, I expected that. That was kind of easy because everyone knows these signs. But I was blown away when I realized that when we were talking about, okay, what is this thing we notice on a girl, in a girl, before even starting a conversation, before stopping her, what are the things we notice in her that could be indicators that, yes, this could be a same day late. She looks like a very adventurous girl, even though, like, she outside, she could have very different styles and very different things. And these things we came up with had nothing to do with nonsense advice, like, oh, if she has tattoos, then this means this and this means that, or if she's smoking. We all agreed that we see almost zero correlation with tattoos and the adventure, kind of how adventurous she is. And if you want to learn about these things that we understood, that we kind of the list of things we came up with, then you can listen to the discussion me and the other advanced day gamers had on the topic. It's available to members of my private community. And if you join it before we switch to a new topic, you'll get access to it instantly because we change topics once a month. Each month we devote to a different topic, but if you join later, you will still get access to these topics. It will simply take you a few months to get access to them. And the link to find out more about the private community and join it is in the description. And to make sure you know what to do on dates, all the steps you have to go through, kind of how to pick the right venues, how to make the conversation more interesting, how to kind of start escalating verbally, how to start touching the girl and build up to the kiss, how to offer her to come back to your place that sounds natural and isn't just, oh, let's go for another drink, how to make all of that natural, how to escalate once you're back at your place and move towards sex, then you can find out all about it on my free dating guide on daygamecourses.com. That's it for this time. See you next time. Ciao, guys.